Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 172 of CJ Evolution. Pat Fitzgibbons here. Thank you for tuning in, spending a little bit of your valuable time with me. Special thanks to all those criminal justice professionals out there that are doing a very difficult job in a very difficult environment. And we get people who aren't even affiliated or not even involved in criminal justice listening to the show. Welcome all of you too. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you find the show valuable, informative. Thank you so much for the support. We all hit ruts in our life, folks, whether it's personally or professionally. That's where my good friend Kim Adies and her amazing team at Frame of Mind Coaching can help you. Whether personally or professionally, Kim can develop a program for you, her and her team, and she is an amazing woman. Been on the show a couple times. I want to bring her back. So if you head over to frameofmindcoaching.com, that's frameofmindcoaching.com, and see what Kim Adies and her amazing team can do for you. I want to talk about police supervision. Not all of us listening to the show are police supervisors, but this applies to you too, because one day you probably will be a supervisor. I want to talk about five basic leadership lessons that can help you become the leader you need to within your organization. Positive leadership and creating a positive culture are ongoing commitments that must be nurtured and develop over time. The minute an officer decides to promote to a supervisor position within a law enforcement organization, they have chosen to take on the great responsibility of being a leader, a coach, a caretaker, psychologist, teacher, and many more. Here are five basic leadership lessons for new law enforcement supervisors. First of all, you got to know the mission. As a leader in law enforcement organizations, it is your responsibility to know your department's mission, statement, and goals. When guiding officers through calls, handling complaints, or evaluating a situation, the department's mission is the guide. It should be more than just a few sentences in general orders, book, or a framed picture on the wall. Make it real by speaking of it regularly in briefings. Give examples of what it looks like on the road. Number two, set clear expectations. This lesson is not referring to setting quotas or other quantitative measures. It's about clearly defining a path to success for your officers' careers. It means defining how to treat people, use force appropriately, conduct thorough investigations, think critically under stress, and remembering that this is a career of service. The culture, your squad's actions and attitudes will be a reflection of the expectations you establish. Number three, set goals. As a leader, you should obviously have your own goals, but this is specifically referring to assisting your officers in developing their own short and long-term goals. Your own personal success will be derived from helping your officers reach their goals. Goals should be forward-thinking and in agreement with department or district goals. In the short term, have your officers establishing goals they would like to accomplish in the next year that correspond to various issues, crime trends, or other defined problems within their areas of responsibility. They should also consider trainings they would like to attend or other personal development toward future assignments they would like to obtain. For the long term, you need to discuss where they see their career in 5 or 10 years. What specialty assignments that they are interested in or they are interested in promoting, etc. Then you must assist them by providing training opportunities, help them develop their strengths, and make connections with people that work in the officer's area of interest. Use their goals as a springboard for having consistent, ongoing evaluation conversations. Number four, set the example. As a supervisor, it is vital that you are out with your officers on the road as much as possible. Not only does this show your willingness to be involved and, quote, get your hands dirty, but it also gives them the perfect opportunity to observe you in action, setting the example of how they should be, representing your own expectations. Your officers will be watching closely to see how you treat people and make decisions, especially in the tough situation where they may not be sure on how to act or react. When you come across a situation where your officers are unsure of a solution or to their call, it provides you the perfect opportunity to teach them your decision-making process. Ask a standard set of questions to walk them through problems. What do you know? What do you think? Have you considered this? Then let them make the ultimate decision. That's an example that is set. And number five, reward, recognize, and promote. As a supervisor, it is easy to see all the things going wrong because typically you have just finished studying every nook and cranny of the department's policy to pass your supervisor's test. The challenge is stepping back and recognizing the good. Purposely train yourself to identify not only things that need fixing or re-educating, but those things that are being done above and beyond what you would like to expect normally from an officer. Once you begin recognizing the good, it is imperative that you find ways to reward those behaviors. It does not have to be anything fancy or of monetary value, but simply telling an officer that they did a good job or specifically defining what they did good can go a long way. After recognizing and rewarding, it is just as important that you promote them. In terms of promote, that means to mention them to upper staff, bring it up in a briefing, etc. Bringing these positive behaviors to light will not only help the officer's career, but will also give other officers something to strive for. The five leadership lessons here that we've talked about are nothing fancy or complicated. Years of research and development have not been done to come up with them. But to successfully implement these leadership lessons in your daily routine as a supervisor, it will take effort, time, dedication, and more importantly, desire. As a supervisor, it's your job to recognize the opportunity. That is all I have, folks. As always, we have more great guests coming on this week, so stay tuned. If you head over to the website, that's cjevolution.com, cjevolution.com. It used to be .net, now it's a .com. If you head over to the website, you can check out great past episodes. You can sign up for episodes to be delivered to your mailbox. If you head over to iTunes, rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it. Everybody take care, and I will talk with you soon.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.